We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Kings chapter 19, I ask you to stand to your feet if you would, across the house. We'll reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Let me say that it is a joy to be here this evening. Good to be saved, ain't it, church? Amen. Good to be saved going to heaven. Thank God for that tonight. I appreciate the Lord. All right, 1 Kings chapter 19. Look in verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him, and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. You can be seated this evening. Heavenly Father, we come to you again tonight. We thank you for just a wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, it is a joy to be here tonight, but we pray that you would touch us and help us with the preaching. It's come the preaching hour now. And I just want to get out of the way for this time and let you have your perfect work in folks' lives. I pray for the one, if there's one here that's lost, that you'd save them. Strengthen the one that needs strength. Encourage the one that just needs some help tonight. And Lord, we'll thank you for it all tonight. Thank you for Jesus who died for us so that we might be saved. Would you help now for all this in Jesus' name? Amen and amen. Very familiar scripture tonight out of the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 is we're still talking about Elijah. But here you find Elijah is on the run from Jezebel. Now the Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 5 that Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He prayed that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. He prayed and earnestly that it might not rain, the Bible said. But the very first thing he said is Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. In other words, Elijah is just like us. We're just like him. A lot of times when I read about the Old Testament saints and the Old Testament patriarchs and those things, we look at them as supermen. But to be honest with you, they were in the flesh trying to serve God. And tonight I want to look at this thought on this when our faith gets weak. Now, I want you to understand what took place up until this time. We know Israel, we've seen it this morning. Israel was under the judgment of God, hadn't rained for 3.5 years because Elijah prayed. God took care of him down by the brook Cherith and fed him by the ravens. God let the brook dry up, and then he sent him up to Zarephath and fed him by a widow woman that didn't have really enough to feed him with. But she had just a little meal and a little oil in her house. And he said, make my cake first and trust God. That's basically what he said. If you go back and you look in chapter 18 or chapter 17, I believe it is. And he made this statement, see if I can find it here. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy sons, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of the meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
He said, you'll just make my cake first, then you all can eat. He said, God's going to take care of that meal and that oil. And God did, by the way. Thank God. What a miracle that the meal barrel never run dry, neither did the cruse of oil. But then Elijah, the widow woman's son, dies, and he raises him from the dead. We get over into chapter 18, as we've seen this morning, part of it. And they have a showdown, an ant between the God of heaven and the God called Baal. And God answered by fire. I mean, Elijah went out there and prayed, I believe, 63 words. Fire came down from heaven. After that, he kills all the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of the grove. And then he goes up just a little further on Mount Carmel. And he begins to pray that it might rain. And the Bible said that it rained. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And so listen, all this stuff that's took place in the past 3.5 years in Elijah's life. I mean, he has seen God work. He has seen God move. He has seen God do things that is beyond our imagination. I'd have just liked to see them ravens bring meat and bread the morning and the evening. Amen. I mean, you talk about not having to go to the grocery store. I mean, that'd be all right. I'd like to see that. I'd like to have seen the meal barrel when they raked it out and there wasn't nothing left in it. And they go back the next day and they rake it out and there ain't nothing left in it, but they're raking it out. I don't know if that's how that happened or not, but I got it in my mind. I don't know if the meal barrel overflowed. I don't know what happened, but I do know this, they never run out. They never run out. Now listen, when God's doing something, we don't ever run out. Amen. And I thank God for that. I don't know any of us that could. We can pray for rain, but you know what? He said over there at one point. He said it's not going to rain. Let me see if I can find it. He says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, where before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, that's pretty tough when the prophet said, it ain't going to rain till I say it's going to rain. Think about that for a minute. But here you have a man that in the past 3.5 years has seen God move in miraculous ways. He's seen God move in ways that me and you couldn't even imagine. But now when we get to chapter 19, things have changed. He has had great victories. He has seen God do great things and no doubt had great faith to trust God. That would have took some faith to went down by the brook Cherith and just hide out there until God said go somewhere. But something happens to get Elijah on the run. And so I want to look at when our faith gets weak. I want to show you what God does for us sometimes. Number one, I want you to look at the thread that came by Jezebel. If you look in verse 2, after he had killed the prophets of Baal and of the grove, it said, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. He said, tomorrow, I'm going to kill you. I mean, that's what she said. Come tomorrow, I'm just going to treat you like you treated one of my prophets, and I'm going to see you dead. Now listen, this is the same Elijah that has seen God make it rain, the same Elijah that seen God send fire down from heaven because he prayed. This is the same Elijah that raised that boy from the dead and saw the barrel of meal never waste and oil cruse never run dry. The same Elijah that seen God feed him by the ravens. It seems to me that he would have had great faith. Seems to me that getting a little letter from a woman over here would have not made that big of a deal in his life. But you all know the story, don't you? What's the next verse say? It says, and when he saw that, he arose and went for his life. Because of the threat of the enemy, because of the threat of the foe, he is now on the run. And let me say this tonight, she wasn't bluffing. Amen? She would have killed him had she had half the opportunity. And I think we need to understand something tonight. We do have a foe and an enemy that we fight. And sometimes he makes us afraid. And sometimes he tries to make us afraid. But I'm going to tell you tonight, we don't have to be afraid. Amen. I'll deal with that here in a minute. But notice that it says, and when he saw that, he arose and went for his life. He didn't ask God about it. Now, are you picking on Elijah? Probably just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. But when we get down here, you'll understand. But he didn't ask God about this. Now, where do we find that? Now, where do we find that God spoke to him from heaven and said, Elijah, you can go on out into the wilderness. He didn't say nothing like that. It just says that he went for his life and came unto Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. So you see the threat that came from Jezebel, but now you see the position of Elijah. Notice what happens. He's on the run, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. Now I want you to get in your mind for just a second, if you could. If you don't get anything else, you catch this tonight where Elijah's at. Is he's really in a place where God can't use him. Not right here. And when our faith gets weak and we get on the run from the enemy and we get on the run from the foe, we get in a place where God really can't use us. All he can see is what Jezebel told him. All he knows is what the enemy has threatened him with. His foe has said, I'm going to get you. And you need to understand something tonight. If the devil could get you, he'd do it. He'd try to kill you if he could. He'd try to get you if he could. But thanks be unto God, God's taking care of us tonight. Amen. Listen, it is the hedges that is talked about in the book of Job. It is him protecting us. It is him putting his hand upon us and taking care of us and holding the devil at bay. And do you not think God could hold Jezebel at bay? Amen. Did Elijah think God could hold Jezebel at bay? I don't know. Because Elijah's on the run. I'm talking about a man who had seen God work, but now he's on the run. And I want you to understand, is he not only on the run, but he's on the run because he's afraid. I'm going to tell you tonight, fear is a motivator, but it is also a debilitator tonight. Have you ever been so scared that you couldn't move? I mean, so afraid that you couldn't make yourself go. Most of the time when folk get fearful, they end up running. But sometimes they come to the place where they can't do anything. And he is afraid of the enemy. And so he's on the run. And I'm talking about when your faith gets weak. Notice that he went for his life. He's on the run. Left his servant in verse 3. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He's not only on the run, but now he's by himself. That's a bad place to be. You know, that's what church is for. One of the reasons what church is for is so you can get around like-minded people that they might help you. What is it the book of Galatians talks about over there? Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hey, listen tonight, I'm telling you, we can be a help to each other.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.